2018 weather team. We are looking for at least a possibility of more scattered showers and thunderstorms here through the day, specifically the afternoon and evening time period. Otherwise, it's going to be fairly pleasant for early July standards with a high of 85. Then we'll see a decent chance of showers and storms tonight, 63 for the low. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers, a little cooler at 82 degrees. And it looks like a really good chance of rainfall for Friday, at least based off of the current forecast. Look for showers and storms and a high of 79.
Thank you, Chuck. An inch and 4/10 here at the KVOE studios. Please log on to KVOE.com. Chuck has a running tally of all the rainfall totals we have had texted in this morning. Yesterday's high reaching 98, top heat index of 102, and officially at the Emporia Municipal Airport, just over 7/10 of an inch of rainfall. 67 degrees and light rain here. KVOE live in local headlines this morning. A service of ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Open a Kasasa account in minutes with ESB Financial by visiting ESBfinancial.com. It is 7:42, and we want to say good morning and welcome to Laura Ritterbusch. Laura is the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of Kansas. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Exciting week here for you, huh, Laura?
It is a very exciting week. We're really pleased to bring this new and improved store to Emporia.
Yeah, and as Laura's talking about, Goodwill Industries of Kansas, a big grand opening celebration that will be starting when? Tomorrow, Laura?
It is starting tomorrow. We've had a bit of a soft opening leading up to this, so we'll have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 9:45 a.m. prior to the store opening at 10.
All right, Goodwill, previously located on East 12th here in Emporia, but a brand new location. Tell us where exactly you are at now, Laura, and what people can expect to see.
Yeah, we're at 2200 Industrial Road, and they'll see a larger sales floor, so by about 3,000 additional square feet on our sales floor, which is great for our shoppers. There's also an easier access to donations. Many people who had been donating to us previously had to drive around to the back of the building, and now we can take our donations in the front of the building, so it's a lot more convenient for our donors, who we really appreciate.
All right, Goodwill Store, Donation Center, 2200 Industrial. So when's the ribbon cutting tomorrow, Laura?
So 9:45 a.m. is the ribbon cutting, and we'll have a few people making a few remarks. And then after that, people will be able to shop and browse. Those that have our preferred customer card will be able to double their discount all day long on their purchases. We'll have a spin the wheel, good wheel, for our chance to win fun prizes, discounts, and more. And then we'll also have our mascot there, so for some fun photos. We'll have a food truck and shaved ice for the kids, and so we're really looking forward to just having a big party with the community tomorrow.
I would assume, Laura, that people that do not have a preferred customer card can sign up to get one here.
Absolutely. Okay. So they'll be able to purchase today if they happen to be in the store, or tomorrow during our grand opening they'll be able to purchase as well. Today we'll be closing at 5 just to give our team time to make sure we are fully stocked and ready to welcome the community tomorrow.
Goodwill Industries of Kansas grand opening celebration July 6th through the 8th. Again, that's at 2200 Industrial Road. So what will be the store hours, Laura?
So store hours are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And that is Monday through Saturday, and Sunday is noon to 6.
Goodwill Industries of Kansas, big, big, big grand opening celebration, the Goodwill Store and Donation Center, 2200 Industrial, a brand new, fresh, and fully updated Emporia retail store. Laura, anything else we need to add here?
You know, I think I just want to tell the Emporia community thank you for supporting us for so many years. We're excited to bring this additional shopping opportunity and look forward to additional information coming in 2024 as we look at launching some additional services to people in the community outside of our retail store.
All this, Laura, and more to come, huh?
Absolutely.
Laura, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Yeah, you too. Laura Ritterbusch, who's president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of Kansas. Their big grand opening celebration July 6th. That's tomorrow through the 8th at that brand new location at 2200 Industrial Road. It is 7:48 as we welcome in our good friend Dave Harding, Fanistel's fresh local market. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. We're doing great out here. Little damp, but some much-needed rain last night. And, you know, we had an amazing turnout during our 4th of July sale. It ran a little over a week, and we appreciated so many customers choosing to shop with us, and we enjoy being able to provide a quality product and a helpful team that will keep everyone coming back, hopefully. I want to do a big thank you to our friends with the American Legion Riders Post 5 Emporia for lining our driveways out here with those beautiful American flags. Such a wonderful sight to see.
Makes you proud to be an American, that is for sure. That looked great out there. Let's talk burger now, Dave.
Yeah, today is Wednesday. It's hamburger sale day. You'll find our 85/15 and 80/20 ground beef in our fresh case.